listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in this West Town apartment on Sunday, February 21st,
is... Esmeralda,
there
Leon.
There you go. we're doing one of the weekly ones. We didn't do it last week because it was Valentine's Day. Did you have a decent Valentine's Day?
We did one on Monday, though.
Yeah, I know.
We made up for it.
We didn't talk about that. We were outside at the Brain.
That's true.
This is back to the normal, in a room with microphones.
Yes.
Not with a very... cheap recorder in a windy environment.
Mm-hmm. No, I had a lovely Valentine's Day.
What did you do?
I went to the Chinese New Year parade and saw dragons. Or men carrying dragons.
Not actually dragons.
I wish.
You know, I don't really know the origin of dragons.
I don't either, but we were eating after the parade, and the people who had the dragons came into the restaurant, did a little dance, and I believe they put money in the dragon's mouth as good luck.
I didn't know that. Seems mm-hmm. like a waste of both money and luck.
Well, I'm assuming it's money for the people who are running around with dragon...
I hope.
You know, dragon things.
Or they're raising money for Haiti in a dragon's mouth. Have you...
they can fly it over to Haiti in the dragon.
Did you hear about the Chinatown, like, Chamber of Commerce event that they did last year? That they're going to do again this March? It's great.
What is it? What are you talking about?
He's like, you spend $25 and you get to go to every single restaurant... in Chinatown, and there's like a sample portion.
Oh, I see.
It's the best.
I had heard about it last year.
It is so much fun. Last year was the first year they did it. It's great because if you don't like it, you have a bite and move on.
Do you shove your face with stuff?
You
though?
Could. That's the thing. You can shove your face. You can get super, super fat or just sample.
Ooh.
It's great.
I want to go.
So that's all. Completely derail Valentine's Day instantly. Very good at that. We have we're doing a short show today because we have the big live podcast tomorrow, which I'm excited about. I was not worried about turnout until about 3 days ago, and now I'm very nervous.
Why?
Because I was thinking like, oh, we'll be fine. Every seat will be filled, and every seat was filled last time, but it took like a half an hour before we were into the podcast.
I don't notice that.
Oh, I notice
there,
it.
Up there, you can't really see.
I notice it so much; it's awful.
Wow.
And,
you shouldn't. Don't let that get you down.
Yeah, but it's going to, regardless.
Okay.
Like, I'll know how many people we start with. Like, last time we started with, like, 35 people in the crowd, and by the time we finished, there was, like, 60, 70 people.
Do you just
That's
see
fine.
Numbers above people's heads?
No, I wish that'd be better.
Bing, one. Bing,
no, that'd
two.
Be better, because then I would rather see the number of how much alcohol they drink.
Ah.
That'd be
or
better.
Do you hear a bell when they come in?
So all I hear is just...
Yeah.
No,
there
not.
Is no bell
no,
at the Hungry Brain, but you just hear one in your head.
I should set up a bell and then a system of water and confetti falling on them so they would never come back.
Yeah, they would love that.
No, but now I'm worried because we actually got more press for this one and mm-hmm. we're doing better and we're getting more listeners. But I'm worried that their seats aren't going to be filled. I don't know why.
What you make it sound like... If they're not going to be filled, we will never get to do another live podcast
ever
again.
Which is not true. We already have March is completely booked. April's more than halfway booked. May is more than halfway booked.
Or you make it sound like if we don't fill the seats, they're going to close the Hungry Brain
no,
for good.
No, no, that's not it either. I just want...
Or the orphanage.
I think the reason is, I think the more people are there, the better we are.
Oh, no, I mean, it's great, but...
That's all.
I wouldn't let it get you down.
And I know it's like...
Don't worry about it too much.
More people are going to hear it that aren't there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. For some reason, I'm still really paranoid.
Well, I guess it's good and bad. Because
yeah.
we shouldn't be completely, what is it, lackadaisical.
It's a good word. We
about
are not,
it.
I don't think we are completely lackadaisical about it. I just think I would have.
But I'm saying we shouldn't be. But we also shouldn't be completely paranoid that no one's going to be there.
I know.
Because we at least got five people going.
That's true. And it doesn't,
at
even
least.
Even if there's no one there, more people than the bar can hold will hear it. It's just... I don't know. It's I'm sure I'm not alone in this. In terms
probably.
Of,
I'm sure everyone, even people who have sold out shows, get all freaked out.
Thank you, Merle.
But that's what happens. It's because you care.
Back to the notes. Chat roulette. Merle's wanted to talk about this for like a month now.
A couple weeks.
And we should have talked about it a month ago because when most people didn't know it a month ago, now people do. That's my fault. I apologize.
Oh, wow.
What's chat roulette, Merle?
Chat roulette is essentially, it's a website that has a stranger's camera and audio playing. It's essentially like video chat,
mm-hmm.
except when you sign on to you immediately go on the website, and you're immediately just connected to a stranger. Someone complete, you don't know their name.
I just tried it for
you
the first time about 20 minutes ago. Three dudes right away. And they...
Did you see wieners?
I didn't see any wieners. They saw my face, and instantly, next, they closed up
the
chat. Instantly.
They usually do. People don't usually stick with it.
Yeah.
I do it just out of curiosity.
Uh-huh.
And so I just keep clicking next, next, next. And in a span of like 5 minutes, you see about like 10 wieners.
Okay, how many people did you see within 5 minutes? Like 10 people and 10 wieners?
5 minutes? I would say you see a lot, just because you keep clicking and clicking, clicking.
Why are you doing this?
Because I don't want to talk to them.
Then why are you on the
site? I'm curious. I'm curious. My curiosity.
Why?
All right, the reason why I first found out about it was a blog that I read.
What blog?
It's called Oh No They Didn't.
Okay.
And it's a celebrity thing. And someone posted that they found Michael Cera on there.
Okay.
He was on Chat Roulette, and they had just clicked on him. That's what happens. You just randomly... Mm-hmm. And they found him, and he's like, "You're Michael Cera, aren't you?" And it was him.
And that was it.
Yeah, and
so were you hoping
Paris Hilton has also been caught on there.
Paris or Perez?
Paris.
Okay.
She was also caught on there. Someone screen capped it.
Okay.
And posted it. But, I don't know, it's just like, ooh, people.
But that's true. There are people there, but what's the point?
It is a neat way because if you have a camera,
yeah,
you're there looking at you. You're okay. Looking at them. And it's
do you have a camera in your new...
I do.
Okay, so is this why you did it?
Yeah, because I don't have one in my other
okay.
computer. Although it's nice to not have the camera because then you can just click and click and click and they're not looking at you and judging you.
And you could do that. You can do that. You could go on without a camera.
You can, but mostly people will click you off because they want a camera there.
So is the point to come for free?
No, I mean, there's some on there. There's people just rant with their crotches in the camera.
Yeah.
And their wieners
out. The way
out.
You described it was just like dick fest.
It is. That's it's wiener it. Party. It's a wiener party for most.
And you've usually gone on it more than once.
Yeah, I have.
Why?
Because
you'll never be able to satisfy this curiosity?
I don't think so, because it so always many different changes. Dicks out there. But it always changes, too. I put my cat in front of it, and people will try to, they'll go, cat, cat, and they'll start yelling into the mic, see if the cat will do anything.
Is it everyone from America, or is it international?
It's everywhere. I honestly, I don't know, because most people won't say anything.
What
and even
mean?
If you do have a mic, people will just
should
chat.
Should we try to do this now? I don't have a camera on.
Oh, well then most people, it's not a very visual or not a very audio thing.
Yeah, I just want to see some dick and describe it. This has got to be awful for the feds if they're worried about child pornography.
Yeah, because you don't know who who's
this
on there.
This just seems like a teenage dick fest.
It's called watchyourkidsclosely.
.com.
Yes.
.org.
I noticed there's a lot of college kids because you can totally tell they're
like the dorms,
in dorms
and stuff.
Yeah,
this is weird. Could you pick by area?
No, it's just random. It's completely random. You know only how many people are on
like
at one
overall?
Time. Mm-hmm.
How many people were on when you were on?
Usually about like 1,000 something.
It's pretty good.
But the thing is, it's not that it's random. But the thing is, you at some point will see people that you've already seen.
Oh, you have.
If you keep clicking it enough.
So you have.
Mm-hmm. You don't really go. It's like when you're listening to your iPod
uh-huh.
and it doesn't completely shuffle
yeah.
the whole way through. This is kind of how this works. It's random, but sometimes you'll even get yourself sometimes.
You could, really?
Yeah, like I just thought it's like this, because it's, you know, it's a machine just shuffling things around.
That's actually kind of interesting if you can get yourself.
And at one point you're just like, ooh.
You can't like request people or anything.
No. Mm-mm. You don't have a profile. You don't have anything. It's just stranger.
So there's really no point other than to look at other people.
Yes.
Have you ever talked to anybody?
I talked to someone for a little bit.
Where were they from? Did you talk
to them? I didn't talk to them that much.
Well, continue.
No, it was literally, I was just talking to them about nothing. I was like, hi, how's it going? And they got bored.
They got bored or you got bored?
I did. Because usually people aren't very good at talking online.
I've noticed. Most people aren't good at talking in general. That's why I'm glad we do this.
We're teaching people to speak
it's
better.
It's sad that you and me are teachers.
Yes.
Very informative teachers.
We're not teachers. We're just...
educators?
No, we are our role models.
It's the same thing.
To talk.
I like that movie, okay.
Role models?
Surprised
I have
me
not
about
seen
how
it.
Solid it was.
I have not seen
but
it.
But back to the dick fest here. So, the person...
But yeah, they don't
talking,
talk very
you,
well, so you,
you
get
gave
bored.
Up on them?
Yeah, I just get bored.
Do you have any idea how old they were?
I hope mid-20s.
So when
20,
you...
20
guy
to,
or girl? Have you
he's
met,
a guy.
Have you seen a girl on
I have. And they're usually... They look very young, and they're just kind of staring off into space.
So if I wanted to expose myself to a teenage boy, this would be like 2 seconds. But a teenage girl, it might be like 2 minutes.
Maybe. Depending on what,
when do you
know,
think
they're
this is
going to
get old and creepy? Because right now it just
it's
seems
kind
young
of already
and creepy.
Getting
oh,
creepy.
It's getting old and creepy?
It's already getting creepy.
Well, it's gotten that's inevitable. That's and the guy that started this is 17.
Yeah. Most of the people on there, though, are not...
Or not what?
Very young, I'm assuming. The ones showing their wieners.
You think?
I don't think so, because...
Did the wiener
know,
look old or young, Merle?
I just think, you
was
know...
Was it circumcised?
I just think kids aren't really adapted to showing their wieners randomly.
I don't think you know much about males at all, Merle.
Well, I don't know. No, see, but the thing is, there's a chance another dude's going to see your wiener.
Yeah.
There's a big chance.
And that's a prank. Question mark? I don't know.
I feel like if I was a dude, I'd be like, wait.
Okay, I'm a dude.
I'm gonna wait until there's a chick and then show my wiener.
Why?
Not just let my wiener.
But it's not like,
flow.
I showed it my wiener and now I get to come. No, that's not how it works, man.
Although some of them are just going at it.
Like
as you click onto them, they're just going. They're going to town.
This is frightening.
And I'm assuming it's more of the voyeuristic thing in them, mm-hmm. or the exhibitionist. Mm-hmm. They don't care who's looking at it.
Do I sound very old when I'm talking about this? I think I sound old and conservative.
Kind of.
Because I'm like, put those wieners away, young men.
I just think it's hilarious that people are actually, you know, they've embraced it and are showing their wieners left and right.
Yeah.
And then my favorites are the ones where people ask to show your boobs. And there's just this, it's a sign they write, and then please show me your boobs. And then some of them have tallies of
really?
How many boobs and wieners they've seen. And it's usually more wieners than boobs.
Is there a screenshot page of this? Like the best of?
I haven't really searched. You can kind of make your own best of when you're going to the website and just
okay.
watching.
Right now, if the podcast skips a little bit, that's because we're going to use Google and shit like that. So... God, I sound old. We're going to use the Google and the computers. But this computer, as most people have, if you listen to the show, you know it's very old and sounds like it's about to take off. So we're searching Trat Roulette Best Of, I guess.
I guess so.
Why not? Let's see what comes up.
There might be. Because, I mean, there are the screenshots of, like,
okay, here we go. The 24 best Trat Roulette screenshots. Not safe from work. This is from BuzzFeed. It's the first thing that pops up.
I have seen Perfect. One where it was Obama. Someone was wearing an Obama mask,
okay.
and then someone was wearing a Batman mask.
Ooh!
And then in the typing it says, "We meet again."
Did I ever tell you the Batman story? I don't know if I told it on the show. I don't think
I have.
The Batman at the Hungry Brain.
I remember seeing him. He hasn't been there.
Batman's
in a long
moved back
time.
To Texas. Batman's from Texas. If you didn't know, Batman used to live next door to the Hungry Brain. Batman would occasionally stop by in full bat regalia.
Yeah.
Once my mom was there. My mom's been at the Hungry Brain, I'd say, four times maybe.
Okay.
Each time it's to pick me up and sad and lonely and creepy. She shows up. Batman's having a grand old time. He's on the stage. He's dancing alone.
Oh.
Full bat costume, drinking a Budweiser. My mom's sitting at the end of the bar, and she's staring at Batman. Batman and my mom make eye contact.
Oh, no.
My mom goes, "Why are you doing that?" Batman stares at her for about 5 seconds and goes, "I don't know." And then Batman goes and walks off the stage and sits down on a bar stool and hangs his head low.
Oh,
so
your mom made him feel bad.
Batman is now feels like shit thanks to my mom. So let's look at the... Okay,
Aww.
So this is good. There is a horse face and somebody goes, "Hi, why the long face?" That's funny. someone was Rickrolled. This one's pretty good. There's a person in a full cat costume. I'm going to turn the computer so Merle could see. I'm realizing that this does not go over well in...
But you should look it up if when you're listening. Go look at Trat Roulette Best Of. Just Google it and
I like this one.
Up.
Somebody put a Chris Hansen photo and, "Hi, I'm Chris Hansen with Daily NBC. Why don't you go see over there?"
See, these are like... This is what comes up. You don't know what's going to happen. You're just clicking and clicking
so
and
far,
randomly looking. And
so far, there's been very few very funny things and a lot of mean stuff.
Well,
that's neat. Somebody said, "I will draw you," so they drew this kid with a ukulele. That's nice.
Oh, well, that's cute.
Someone posed as, what's her name?
Gabby.
Precious.
Mm.
Oh, God, this is awful. So, talk, because this is just really weird.
Yeah,
and bad.
It is. I mean, I like the ones where it's the dude with the picture.
This is neat.
The two
girls that look like twins and they're sitting the exact same way.
That's creepy, though.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. It's random.
There's no dick on here yet.
No.
That's funny. Someone with an Israeli flag and a Nazi flag giving each other thumbs up.
See, like, that's what happens.
Yeah.
These things just, who knows, this could end
Screw
all
this.
The rage of the world.
We're going to Trat Roulette nudity. I'm tired. This will make it quicker.
But, no, the favorites are when you... Like, the ones that have, "Please show me your boobs." And they'll mm-hmm. be in the, like, looking at you, like, "Please?" And you just go, "No." And they go, "What?" And they make more faces to try to get sympathy. It's like, "Still no. Sorry, man." But I think you're 12, so I'm not going to do anything.
Here's the problem. I've never understood, like, the strip club thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely don't understand this.
Well, people just want to see some boobs. Oh, yeah, the Jonas Brothers have been on it.
I guess.
See, I think that's also what gets people to go on there, because it's like, oh, I might see a random celebrity. And who knows, I'll become their friend.
Someone's doing meth. You're not going to be friends. You're going to stare at each other for a second.
Yeah, I know, but that's what you think.
See, I think this would be...
I'm different.
This would be a good gimmick if you owned a coffee shop and you just had it on nonstop.
Oh, and it was... Oh, like just a web... Like a regular old webcam.
Kind of like a webcam, but kind of not, because if it's a webcam, then people could spy on it and stuff. But if you just have it set up so people could walk into it, mm-hmm. and like you just have a computer set up to chat roulette.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I think that would be cool. But I don't know. I don't even know why I'm looking at this. I find it completely disturbing.
I just find it
fun. Everyone looks really bored.
Well, because they are. Because no one's sitting there and actually talking to anyone.
Yeah.
You just click and click and click. Because no one... I don't know.
I wonder if what we're doing is illegal. It's got to be illegal in
some way.
How is
this illegal?
I don't know.
It's not illegal.
I don't know.
People willingly do it.
Yes, but so what? I mean, if they're underage.
Well, that's a whole different ball game that I'm sure the 17-year-old will... at some point have to deal with.
Yeah.
It's going to be different, and then it's just going to be like chat rooms and things where
you... Did you ever go in the chat room and like quote unquote fuck a dude when you were like 15 or something?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I totally did all that stuff.
How old were you in the first time? Because I remember
like 15.
I remember the first time 14, I was 15. Ever on I guess where was I? I was on Luke Percival's computer. I was like 13,
mm-hmm.
and it was like me and like four other dudes. It was like the first time. It was the first time we had ever, like, I had ever really been on the internet. I wasn't alone. We were all there,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "Hey, check this out." And we went into some, like, I think it was just like AOL chat.
Yeah,
just like a regular chat room. And that's what we did. We're apparently we had hard penises and
yeah.
stuff went
well,
into
of
stuff.
Of course, you're not at all who you are.
And I just remember no one knew what to do or say, so... And whenever that she would, like, recommend something, mm-hmm. or we were like, do more of that, we were bawling on the floor laughing. We had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Although, it was always funny when you would eventually come, quote-unquote,
yeah, yeah,
come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and then,
yeah.
like, you just hit the computer like, oh...
Like, XXXXKKKKLLLJJJ.
Oh, man, it's so great. I'm just hitting the computer.
That's the best. Speaking of hitting the computer, let's go to the next topic because we've killed this one. Renee Zellweger, this is your note. Take over on this. Come on.
Renee Zellweger is set to do Bridget Jones 3. The first two I thought were amazing.
Did you really?
And yeah, I connected with it.
Why?
Because she's dealing with weight and no one likes her, but then they do.
They all like her. She's just annoying.
Well, not Renee Zellweger herself.
I'm talking about the character of Bridget Jones.
Really? I really like that character.
It's fine. It's
but continue. Yes, anyway. So she's doing the third one, and she's refusing. The producers want her to gain 30 pounds, mm-hmm. and she doesn't want to do it.
Fuck them.
She wants to stay all thin. She doesn't even want to do the fat suit.
It's great. This is great.
It's like, come on, lady.
Well,
she knows
that they can't restart the franchise. It's not like Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not... so highly anticipated that they may just be like, you know what, fuck you.
No, I don't think they can get rid
you
of her.
You think so?
I do not
well,
think they can
wants,
get rid of her. Unless they do a prequel and they restart it, they're not going to get rid of her.
She wants to be thin as she is now and do Bridget Jones. It's like, that's not the point.
Nope.
We like you big. You're not even that big. that was the thing I noticed, like, watching the movies
yeah.
later.
She's not that big?
No, because she will... Yeah, she tells... at certain points how much she weighs,
mm-hmm.
like at the start of her journals,
mm-hmm.
she only weighs like 130. I'm like, are you kidding me? I wish I weighed 130. God damn you, lady.
I'm glad I'm a dude. No, I don't. Okay, Bridget Jones, like you said, she's struggling with her weight and blah 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 and man issues. She doesn't have man issues. She's annoying as shit to men. It's not about how she looks.
Well, she had that one dude,
Colin Firth or Hugh
Grant.
Yeah,
Colin Firth. She also got... I like that she got Hugh Grant, and he was just like, they were just doing it all the time.
Yeah, he likes to fuck.
That was awesome.
Whatever. And then she had to ruin it by
thinking... He liked her with her big thighs.
Big ass.
And her big ass.
So she's just not a Hugh Grant fan, is what you're really saying.
No, because he's skeezy titties. Or something. I don't know.
They're all skeezy.
No, but... And then I just like the reasoning of her not wanting to gain the weight.
Yeah.
Not
The Jack White thing.
She's going to be fat, but because she thinks it ruins her relationships.
It does ruin. And like I was telling you, I don't think... Okay, she said that after Bridget Jones 2, that's why she broke up with Jack White, or Jack White left her or something.
Yeah, it put a strain on the relationship.
And now she might break up with Bradley Cooper. It's not that. It's because you fucking talk about it and complain. That's why they're going to leave you.
Maybe. Or Jack White just doesn't like him big.
Or he's just on tour and fucking anything anyways, and that's an excuse. That's
true. Like, look at that one that he's married to.
The model?
Yeah. She's thin as a... Well, she's a model.
Yeah. She's a model. And do you think he's being celibate with when she's away? Fuck no. He's on tour with, like, three bands.
He's so gross.
There's a reason. I don't think he's gross.
I think he's just gross. He's too pale. Look.
Look at Michael Jackson.
He just
looks great.
Sickly.
He plays a good guitar.
Yeah, but Michael Jackson didn't have any ladies.
That's true.
Once
he fucked
pale.
Children. He fucked all the children. See? I lost so many followers on Twitter when I was twittering during the Grammys.
Children?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
They're just denying it.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, people don't like to be reminded for 10 times in 10 minutes about Michael Jackson fucking kids.
That's true.
Did
you see the autopsy reports?
No, what was it?
That he had a weave in his hair, a wig.
Oh, really?
And he had tattoos.
He's bald?
Pretty much.
He had tattoos?
He had tattoos on his face, which meant he just had permanent makeup.
Wow.
Like, on his lips and eyebrows and things.
Really?
Which makes sense. He has a busy life to keep up. He didn't have time to put on his lips and his eyebrows.
I never have time to put on my lips and eyebrows. This is a weird podcast.
And he had the nose thing, too, you know.
We're just making fun of... His we're just kicking dead horses and talking about chat roulette. This is a weird podcast. Another reason why we're ending early is because we're going to roller derby.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Are you really?
Scared.
You're not. You know you're not actually skating.
I know, but they still frighten me.
Have you been in a roller derby?
Yes.
How is it frightening?
It's
when did you go?
It's so scary, those big ladies.
They're not that big.
Well, there's the really tall ones.
Are they Bridget Jones big?
No. They're
Sorry.
Muscly. But there's the tall ones. There is one in particular. I forget which team she's on, but she's really tall.
Yeah, there's probably
one has blonde hair, short blonde hair, and she's really... She's,
does she also have tattoos?
She scares me.
And a name that references serial killers?
No, but she just, like, the look on her face, she just looks like she's always mean.
Whatever. All they
I'll
want
point
is
her
a
out
hug.
To you. I'm sure she's there.
Do you think they'll let me ever host roller derby if I just say really... Not, like, super sexist,
no, because
but
you have
sexist.
To. Well, you have to think up a great name.
No, I don't.
The referees have awesome names.
My name's awesome.
No, but you have to... I'm
good.
You know,
no cliches.
Good.
I think I'm just... If I do it seriously... Maybe, like... there's, like, I think 7 or 6 home bouts. So, if, like, the first 5, I'm very, like, yeah, roller derby. And then the last one, I treat it like a therapy session for every single person there. I think that'd be
How
quite
so?
Delightful. Well, let's say you do something well, and then I interview you between a match.
Oh, I see.
And I ask you, like... Did you do this because, like, you got rejected from volleyball and, like...
I gotcha.
When you're in
they
high
don't
school.
Do that, though, you know.
No, I want to do in-depth stuff. I'm
okay,
going to take them aside.
You're going to start.
I'm going to ruin this entire league in, like, an hour.
That's so horrible.
Like,
they're doing
you?
So well, too.
I know. Isn't it great?
And you just want to shut them down.
For no reason. I'm having a...
Just for the pleasure of shutting down
yeah,
a whole
yeah, pretty
happy
much.
Group of people.
I wouldn't say they're happy.
I'm sure they are.
I don't think they're supposed to be happy during this.
Well,
they seem like a great group of individuals.
They're happy that they get their aggressions out here, and they're not.
Did you ever
want to
do roller derby?
Yes and no, but yes, because
What's
it looks
yes?
fun.
Why the no?
Because they're going to beat the shit out of me.
No, I don't think so.
You kidding me?
No.
They're going to elbow me in the face.
It's a teammate type of
teeth.
Thing. It's like taking a punch. Once you take a punch, you'll be fine.
No, thanks.
That's fair.
I don't like the idea of having bruises all over my body.
Yeah, well, then
you're
not
meant for it. Just being in pain all the time.
No, I like roller derby. The one time I did win, I haven't even drank today. That's the problem. God damn it! You're the woman.
Sorry,
no,
I couldn't.
That's why
keep
Bridget
it in.
Jones has all these problems.
Yeah,
you could turn to the side of the mic and cover your mouth.
Sorry.
No, you're not, because you're smiling and laughing about it. Have some manners, lady.
I did have a beer.
Did you have a beer?
I did.
What kind of beer?
Hennepin.
What's that?
I don't know. It was the beer of the month.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was.
So you got like the $3 beer.
Yes.
It's not bad. Are we going to drink at the roller derby?
No, because it's too expensive.
Is it?
It's at a pavilion thing.
Yeah, I know.
Although they do have barbecued ribs there. I might get some.
At the UIC pavilion?
Yeah, I forget who it is, but I had a sandwich there. It was $7, yet it was just the entire styrofoam container was barbecued pork. Pulled pork.
From a stadium.
Yeah, but it was a company. It was like a
oh,
restaurant,
okay.
But it was in there.
All right.
So everyone, go to the roller derby and eat barbecued pork.
This is a weird one. This is a weird podcast.
They're always weird.
Tomorrow's going to be better.
This one has a higher level of weird, that's all.
I think, because I think usually I'm a little bit more animated and you're the calmer one. Yeah. Not today, lady.
Because I had a beer.
You had a beer.
One beer and pizza.
How was your pizza? You went to Santulo's?
Yeah.
God, this is a weird
one. Like a little kid.
I had pizza and beer. I'm going crazy. Oh, we got to get out of here. We're going late. All right, so tomorrow, or whenever people hear this, probably that day, today, maybe right now, I don't know. I'm not in the
As
future.
As we speak, if it is 9 o'clock p.m. on That's a Monday.
Right. Central time.
You should stop listening. Pause it. Actually.
No, come and just listen to this at the
download
live podcast.
Download it on recording. Your iPod and listen to it on the way over.
No, listen to it there. I want reports.
That'd be great. As we're talking,
I want people
they're
repeating
gonna be listening
our
to
lines
one.
Back to us.
Okay.
That'd be weird. That'd be great.
How would they do that?
Two people cue it up at the same time, or they split the headphones, and somebody takes my voice, somebody takes your voice, and as soon as they hear a word, they just say it.
I gotcha.
So they'll sit, essentially, 10 feet in front of us, saying it back to us.
That's like a,
That's meta.
That's like when we get fancy and big, and then people will try to pretend to be us.
Yeah, that's it. That's how things work. Stay on your dick fest forum, and that's how things are going to work.
I will.
All right, have fun with that. All right, so tomorrow, this is the last plug, at least in terms of the podcast for this. Today, Hungry Brain, I don't know, whenever the hell you're listening to this. It's, whatever day you're listening to it, we're doing a live podcast recording Monday, February 22nd.
Wow.
I'm tired? I don't know either. Scott Smith, one of the editors of Playboy.com, very good man. He read at the Brain before, very delightful. Francis and Alex White from the band White Mystery, they're going to play a short set at the end of the night. That's going to be very good. And stand-up comedian Brendan McGowan, who's very funny. Do you have anything to say, Merle?
Oh, also Jeremy Tromberg.
Jeremy Tromberg from the Ragtones. Of course, Esmeralda will be there. I will be there. We have prizes. Merle went to Uncle Fun last week. The prizes are very good. Somewhat good. I don't know. Great.
I think they're good.
They're very good. It's just odd.
They are.
Very
which
odd.
Is, that's it. A, if this podcast is any sort of a tay at what?
Oh, you'll get dick tomorrow if you want.
Oh, that's right.
If you, it all goes back to the dick today. If you want any penis materials, but not actual skin, come to the Hungry Brain.
If you want to just look at pictures of wieners,
yeah, we got
plenty
many wieners planned tomorrow.
For free.
Free dick, nonstop.
Free wiener. Even though you can just go on the internet.
I think we're a gay podcast. I don't think it doesn't gay or lesbian. We're both.
No, we got boobs in there too.
I know, but I don't know.
Boobs,
man.
And
I'm
wieners.
Just talking. It's all getting weird. Let's close with White Mystery. Merle, you want to plug anything besides tomorrow?
No.
All right. Coming tomorrow, Hungry Brain, youmethemeverybody.com. We're on Twitter. It's @YMTA. Follow us. We usually only post about the Hungry Brain stuff or the podcast updates and stuff like that. So it's a good reason to sign up. Thanks for listening. Surprised you made it this far. Here's White Mystery.